The council has a budget, and part of their budget goes towards cultural inclusion activities. This is where we will hire elders and knowledgeable people in the community to come into the school and teach the students to make tools. So the boys would be making hide scrapers, that type of thing. Girls would learn how to actually use those scrapers on different hides and so forth. So yes, money is available for that type of thing. Up to a few years ago, the first 3 years of school was taught in Inuktitut. The present education council decided that that it would be better to switch school to totally English, so that the education for children would be improved, in their estimation, and so dropped the Inuktitut altogether as a language of instruction. So from kindergarten right up, the actual language of instruction is English. However, at the same time, we do have local people who are hired as classroom assistants, and their main function is to be language teachers. And they take out groups of children and continue to teach Inuktitut. And so it would be almost a half an hour a day that each student would have Inuktitut language training. The problem that we're seeing is that there are many children who are now coming to school at kindergarten who do not have a very strong background in Inuktitut. At one time the children would come and they would speak almost entirely Inuktitut, maybe with a little bit of English. What we're finding now is that children are not coming to school speaking English and very little Inuktitut. The main problem is that their English is not all that good either. So we find that right now we're having a lot of children who are not proficient in either language, which is very dangerous in my estimation. The research that I've read is that there has to be one strong dominant language, whether it be English or Inuktitut really doesn't matter. Inuktitut might be better because their cultural heritage, their identity and everything else is tied into that, and then the learning of English would be much easier for them. But what we're finding right now is that neither language is strong, and hence their learning is being impeded. We're seeing some very sad things, in fact, when we're talking about language. We're seeing situations where the teenage boy will refuse to speak Inuktitut. His dad does not speak English, and there's literally a generation gap, a language gap, and they do not see eye to eye in anything anymore. They cannot communicate, and that's very sad.